We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Those who do not know real quotes are condemned to repeat bogus quotes. Let's join Professor Buzzkill for Quote or No Quote.
It's the holiday season across Buzzkill Nation and around the Buzzkill world. Families and friends will be attending parties, sitting down to family dinners, and sometimes imbibing too much alcohol and getting into traditional holiday season arguments and fights. For me, this always brings to mind that great quote, "If you don't have anything nice to say, come and sit here by me." Usually attributed to Dorothy Parker, the early 20th century writer, wit, and satirist. And of course, as you can imagine, many great quotes, there are variations on the phrasing, "If you haven't anything nice to say about anyone, come sit by me. If you can't say anything good about someone, sit here by me," that sort of thing. Now, as much a fan of Dorothy Parker as I am, I have to tell you that "if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit here by me" isn't one of hers. It was originally said by Alice Roosevelt, the eldest daughter of President Theodore Roosevelt. By the time her father ascended to the presidency, Alice Roosevelt was a prominent writer and well-known socialite in New York and Washington. According to the most solid evidence we have, what Alice said, or more accurately, what she had embroidered on a small couch pillow, was, "If you can't say something good about someone, sit here by me." And by the way, we've put replica pillows of this wonderful Alice Rooseveltism on the Buzzkill bookshelf, so you can get one for your very own. From all accounts, Alice Roosevelt was vivacious, intelligent, curious, and constantly in motion. She was known to come into the president's office unbidden several times a day to offer her thoughts and suggestions on politics and to make comments on social affairs. Apparently, this frustrated the president, that's Teddy Roosevelt, remember, greatly. So much so, in fact, that after multiple Alice interruptions one morning, Teddy Roosevelt turned to an advisor and said, quote, "I can either run the country or I can attend to Alice, but I cannot possibly do both." This Teddy Rooseveltism is usually given as, "I can be president of the United States or I can control Alice, but I cannot possibly do both," which has a slightly different and more condescending meaning, but Teddy didn't say that. Alice Roosevelt married Ohio Congressman Nicholas Longworth in 1906 and continued to have an active and vocal social life for most of the 20th century. Her devastating description of Thomas Dewey, the 1944 Republican presidential candidate, was, and I quote here, "He looks like the bridegroom on the wedding cake." This quip reinforced the idea that Dewey didn't have the stature to be president. And Dewey, of course, lost the election to Alice's cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in a landslide in the 1944 presidential election. There are dozens more of these Alice Roosevelt stories and quotes, but there are only so many minutes in any one podcast. In the interest of Buzzkill brevity, and to express the kind of holiday spirit we have here at the Buzzkill Institute, I'll close with just this. On the eve of her father being replaced as president by William Howard Taft in January 1909, Alice buried a voodoo doll of Nellie Taft, the incoming First Lady, in the garden of the White House. And you can't top that as one of the Buzzkill blessings of the season. Talk to you next week.